Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus, you shed the blood out there on Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. It is our sincere prayer that all who are on the call will continue to be a part of this call and making your presence known. We're trusting and praying that all is well with you and yours, and if you are struggling with circumstances in your life, we ask that you be patient with God, trust him, and God will see you through. When we're hurting, that is God speaking to us, getting our attention that something is wrong. And when something is wrong in our lives, to turn to him and ask him for his divine help. We're in James, the first chapter. We're in the section, verses 9 through 11. And we're talking about how to conquer your trials and tribulations. James says the first thing that you need to do, verses 5 through 8, if you don't know how to go through what you're going through, if you don't know what methods or what procedures to take in order to get through what you're going through, James says your first thing that you should do is you should ask for wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge that one has acquired in a proper fashion. Then in verses 9 through 11, James says, if you want to conquer your trials, not only must you ask for wisdom, but you're going to have to learn a very, very valuable lesson. And that lesson is you got to learn how to rejoice in whatever status that you may be in presently. Listen to the verses in James chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. How can a believer conquer trials and tribulations and temptations? Well, the first thing, he must ask for wisdom. Secondly, he must learn to rejoice in his status in life. It does not matter whether a person is poor or rich, healthy or unhealthy, crippled or sound, he is to rejoice in the Lord. First of all, the believer of lowly status is to rejoice in the Lord. Does not mean that he is to rejoice because he is poor, unhealthy, or crippled. It means that he rejoices in Christ despite the circumstances, no matter how terrible. Christ loves the lowly person. Christ has saved the lowly and has promised to exalt him as a king and prince throughout all eternity. Therefore, the believer of lowly status is to have a spirit that is as strong as the spirit of a king and prince. He is to have the strongest of spirits now while he is on earth despite his circumstances or ill health. Jesus has exalted him to rule throughout all eternity in the new heaven and the new earth. Therefore, the believer of lowly status on this earth is to behave like a prince and a king, all as a testimony to Christ and his power to change lives. It amazes folks who are not members of the body of Christ to see children of God who are suffering tremendously. Yet they have a smile on their face. Yet they are full of joy and fervor. And they wonder, how is it that going through all that they're going through, that they have this joy, this peace. Well, Paul said that Christ has promised to give us a peace, a sweet, precious, perfect peace that passes all understanding. Listen to a few of the scriptures that admonishes us to be faithful. And he said unto him, well, thou good and servant, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a few, very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Luke chapter 19, verse 17. Luke 22 and verse number 28. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation. Notice what he says. You have continued with me in my temptations. Sometime God will remove the temptation, but perhaps the majority of the time God will give us strength to go through the temptation. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, the Apostle Paul admonished, do you not know that the saints shall judge, rule, hold authority over the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matter? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Paul again admonishes the young preacher Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 12. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Oh, John, that revelator that was ostracized on the island of Patmos in Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Listen to the sweet psalmist of Israel, Psalms 91, verse 14. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Last but not least, Daniel chapter 12, verse number 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn away turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. This is too often not the case with the lowly of this world. Too often the poor and unhealthy allow their circumstances to dull and numb or destroy their spirit and joy in life. They become bitter against those who have more and seek to take some of what they have. They develop a sense of inferiority and inadequacy and take on a withdrawn or slavish type behavior. This is wrong and destructive both to the lowly person and to everyone else involved, including family members, friends, community, society, and the world at large. Every lowly person on the face of the earth should struggle and never cease to struggle to improve his status in life, even to the point that he can help others. This is the clear teaching of scripture. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, Paul said, let him that soul steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to them that need it. Beloved, if you're going through trials and tribulations, difficult times, challenging times, challenging circumstances, number one, remember, you need to ask God for wisdom. God, help me to apply your word in my situation and my circumstances, that I may walk worthy of the vocation wherein you have called me, that I may bring glory and honor to your name. And secondly, Lord, help me to learn how to rejoice in whatever status I'm in, whether I have plenty or whether I have I like. Lord, help me to learn how to trust in you and to rejoice. And I know in asking for wisdom, I know that in rejoicing in the status that I'm found in, that you will help me overcome my trials and tribulations. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, who art in heaven, it is once again that we come with bowed heads and humble hearts thanking you for this opportunity. I trust we've said something that has been encouraging, that will cause those of us that are listening to apply your word to our lives and to trust you to help us to overcome our trials and our temptations. Father, be with those that may be sick, battling with different illnesses. We ask, Father, that you be with the doctors and nurses that may be attending to them. They will prescribe the right medications. The medicines will do what is designed to do. And when they would have done all that they can do, Father, we ask that you will providentially care for them. We pray for families that are suffering because of bad children, bad mothers and fathers. We ask, Father, that they will come to their senses. They will turn to you. They give their lives to you, commit to your will, that they may have better lives. Father, go with us as we go through the furthest of this day. Help us to bring glory and honor to your name. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.